Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And that was a beautiful rendition of the Dixie Chicks in MIDI format to start the podcast. So welcome, everybody.
Do you have something? Do you have something in mind?
Nah, you can just find it.
Can I?
Yeah.
Will I be able to find
something? Is that a Dixie Chicks song in MIDI file?
Are you promise? If I'm searching for a fucking Dixie Chicks MIDI file.
If you can't find it, then put anything else.
Okay.
Anything.
I put a fart sound effect in.
But that sounds like we're digging on the Dixie. Actually, the Chicks. They changed the name to the Chicks.
Did they?
They got rid of Dixie.
Why?
I guess because of its Confederate implication from the Civil War. Because, you know, down in Dixie. Dixiecrat was a cool political sounding name.
A Dixiecrat?
Even though they were bad. Yeah.
A Dixiecrat?
Dixiecrat back in the Civil War times.
That is a Dixiecrat!
I would say it just sounds like some moonshiners just kind of speak.
Dixiecrat.
You know, all them Dixiecrats coming from the big city are going to ruin all of the jobs out here.
The radical. The Dixiecrats.
I forgot the word literally as I was saying. I was like, the radical.
Dude, I'm fearful of the Antifa-crats.
Oh, Jesus, dude. Don't even bring them up. Yeah, Dixiecrat. Oh, look, their flag's the Confederate flag.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that makes sense. But welcome, episode 231.
That's right.
And that's a lot of episodes.
It is.
Isn't it?
I think so.
231. Can't believe we've made it this far.
And it's going to keep going.
Yeah,
and
it
going
is.
And going.
What if we hit episode 500?
Who knows? We're not even halfway there.
We're not even
halfway there. No, we're not.
No, we're not.
We're almost to 250, sorry.
Soon, maybe in a couple months we'll be there. But it's been 5 years, pretty much.
Yeah.
This is as far as we've gotten.
Didn't we take some breaks sometimes, though?
We did. And also, there's only 52 weeks in a year, 51.
Yeah, so.
So that's only that many episodes a year. But if you want more, dude, Jesus Christ, man. I'm trying to sell an ad for us right now.
Too bad. So sad. Go home. Tell dad.
If you want more podcasts, you can go to our Patreon for $5 a month. And we upload a ton of episodes of Super Minicast, which is our 15 to 30 minute version.
It's just a tiny little mini Patreon exclusive podcast. Something, you know how they have like a exclusive like Q&A thing. It's just like that, but with a podcast where we talk about. Just,
and we do topics that you guys pick.
Yeah.
So we go through all of the awful things you suggest and find the one or two that weren't written by a 5-year-old.
I was going to be a little nicer and just say that speak to us more.
Okay. It's the ones that really speak to us.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
You've got to be 18 and over for this Patreon.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Or your parents have to pay for
it. You do, actually. There's an 18-plus content warning.
Yeah, there's a contract.
Because we uploaded that meet and fuck Flash game uncensored.
Yep.
And Justin, in one edit, put his face on the naked man that's fucking Mrs. Claus.
It's a good edit.
We should do more meet and fuck games for Patreon. We got to do the Iron Giant one. There's three of them. We got to do it,
There's not even a second Iron... I mean, there are technically
three...
The
game is the sequel.
No, I think there's Iron Giant, then there's the Iron Woman, and then I think that's it in the books.
Yeah. Well, the sequel wasn't a movie. It was actually the meet and fuck game.
Yeah.
It's official. It's licensed.
But I could see, like, where they think the story would have gone.
Yeah. Do you remember the Cory in the House Flash game? That was kind of popular.
I remember the game. Did we play a Cory in the House game?
We did. Yeah, it was awful. You know, I don't know if this is well known or maybe this was just me, but it's a Flash game where you're Corey.
I'm the new kid.
Stop it.
Sorry.
It's a Flash game where you're Corey and you have a huge cock and you just have to jerk off and like shoot cum and stuff. Serious.
That's cool.
In the background, it's just Corey in the house. house. Yeah, it's a party every week, baby.
Corey, 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 check it out.
That's right, I'm in the house.
You want to shake it up and change it? Take it all and rearrange it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gay.
That's not what they say, dude.
Are you sure?
I'm gay.
Dude, imagine how forward-thinking Disney would have been if it was just like,
I'm gay and that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm gay and that's okay. You should be gay too, children of America.
Now that would just be infecting the mind. The liberals would be.
I feel like that's what my dad thinks. I feel like my dad thinks that's what
Disney
like,
Channel
yeah,
does
like,
now.
If you're a kid, you should be gay.
They'll be like acting when the parents are in the room. It's like, okay, here's a triangle. The parents leave. Here's a triangle.
You have to let the gays into your home and have sex with them. If you're a boy, you want to be a girl now.
Like just shit like that. They think it's being like taught.
We will hopefully eventually be able to marry primates and then move on to other subservient Ooh. Animals like dogs, cats, hamsters, guinea pigs, and in fact, maybe even ferrets.
Ooh, okay. Will that ever be legal in our lifetime?
No.
Why so pessimistic?
I don't think that's pessimism. I think that's
Don't you want
realism.
Freedom and equality?
Not to that extent.
So you're saying too much freedom's a bad thing?
I don't want to catch some guy like using his ferret as a sleeve for his cock.
People are going to you know what's funny?
No.
Regardless if that's legal, people are still going to fuck animals.
I don't want to think about that.
Why, dude?
Makes me jealous.
Just knowing I can't do it. Yeah, that shit's weird.
What are the cops going to do? Arrest me?
Yeah, that's going to be normal in about 10 years, I tell you what, with the way society's going.
Yeah, have you seen California lately?
Have you seen Mr. Hands?
You know, I'm surprised that the COVID, this whole thing's a virus created by China that actually turns all Republicans into Democrats and thus making them support the gay communities, which are encroaching into our inner cities and streets. And it's like gentrification, but it's more like gayification.
And it actually turned several Republican senators became transgender after the COVID hit. So there's that to take into account, too.
I like how the whole thing, it's like it totally dismisses like the long-term struggle this person is like having with their identity, where it's like, I just became trans
just
one day.
Trans.
It's like, poof, I'm trans
and
now.
Wake up, it's like, you know what? I'm trans. Without ever having like a single thought before that or like feeling.
It's like they woke up and the trans fairy came. And
in the middle of the night and sprinkled trans dust upon them, and they just instantly become trans when they wake up. That's sick.
Dude,
but do you think really like what do you think is going to be normalized in our life that as of right now you're like, oh fuck no. Marrying chimps?
No,
that'd be awesome.
No, wouldn't.
No, it'd be awesome just to like read about it. I dude, chimps gotta get their rocks off too.
Yeah, to other chimps.
Have you seen them?
What about them?
A human woman's a lot more beautiful than a female chimp.
Yeah, but the chimp doesn't know that. They probably think a human woman's disgusting.
Give them some credit, man.
They probably like, ugh.
No, dude, give them some credit, man.
What's with the symmetry in this bitch's face?
Okay, can I please, I brought this up on a recent podcast or Let's Play about the chimpanzee wars in the 1970s.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Can I read you a little, I'm going to read the audience a little summary real quick. Chimpanzee, I think it's called the Gombe War. Listen to this. I like on Google, it's labeled as a military conflict. Labeled as a military conflict.
Because it is a military conflict.
This is crazy, guys. I didn't know chimps did this. The Gombe Chimpanzee War was a violent conflict between two communities of chimpanzees in Gombe Stream National Park in Tanzania, lasting from 1974 to 1978. The two groups were once unified in the Kasakela community. But 1974, researcher Jane Goodall noticed the community splintering, and over a span of 8 months, a large party of chimpanzees separated themselves into the southern area
Dr.
of Kasakela.
Jane Doolittle?
Yeah. Did I say Doolittle?
No.
Oh.
You said Goodall.
And were renamed the Kahama community. The separatists consisted of 6 adult males, 3 adult females with their young. The Kasakela was left with 8 adult males, 12 adult females, and their young. But what's crazy is there's like strategy and shit. Like throughout the years, like planned and like planned attacks.
There's that whole, we've talked about it before. There's that whole video on YouTube where it's just like the chimpanzee wars, the brutal chimpanzee wars. And it's like, yeah, they'll like tear apart the other clan's young in front of them to be like, get the fuck out of our land. They'll like eat people alive.
Oh, gee. Listen to this. War. first blood... He's covering his ears, guys.
I'm just kidding, okay.
First blood was drawn by the Casa Kayla community on January 7, 1974, when a party of six adult Casa Kayla males consisting of Humphrey, Fegan, Jomeo, Sherry, Everett, and Rudolph ambushed the isolated Kahama male Gotti while he was feeding on a tree. This was the first time that any of the chimpanzees had been seen to deliberately kill a fellow male chimp. After they had slain Gotti, the victorious chimps celebrated boisterously, throwing and dragging branches with hoots and screams. I don't know why that's so funny.
Dude, like, I love, that's what we did back in the day, like cavemen and shit.
I love how that's how, like, they haven't developed the mental capacity to express emotion, like, in a more complex way. Well, so it's just, woo, just throwing sticks.
I mean, it's, even not that long ago, like, think about, like, Native American battle cries, even Confederate soldier battle cries, where they're like, they're just fucking noises.
Yeah, that is, I guess that does harken back. It's still in our DNA.
Or like the most famous Republican one. You'd hear that coming over the hill.
Oh, God. Boom, boom. Okay. Boom. There's a, and then listen to this. After Gotti fell, Day was taken out next, and then Hugh. Later on came the elderly Goliath. Throughout the war, Goliath had been relatively friendly with the Casa Kayla neighbors when encounters occurred. However, his kindness was not reciprocated, and he was killed.
God damn, brutal.
Only three Kahama males remained, Charlie, Sniff, and Willy Wally, who was crippled from polio. They killed him. Willy Wally disappeared and was never seen again. The last remaining Kahama male, the young Sniff, survived for over a year. Wow. Jesus, they took over their territory. These territorial gains were not permanent, however. Oh, damn, dude. Another tribe came in and...
Another fucking tribe.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah.
I never think of communities like chimps as that smart or like that, you know, because a lot of animals just kind of are on autopilot. But this shows that chimps are thinking.
Well, I mean, I guess we see it as autopilot, but like they're actually like we see it as just given nature, but like animals fuck up, like hunting. It's not like, I mean, they are designed to do specific things, but it's not like, you know, I feel like, just like with dogs, there's some dogs that are really smart and are just kind of like trained really well and stuff. And then there are other dogs who just probably just will never get it, who are untrainable almost, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like
they're the most based because they're not listening.
They're just so beta.
They're not listening to their master. They're doing their own thing. So they're pretty based.
They're not listening to Kanye. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Yay.
Yay. Yay, yay. But listen, do you think that... like an animal, like I'm trying to think of how they think without language. Cause when I think, I hear the words in my head and like, that's what thinking is. Like I'm talking inside my head, but if you don't have language, then
I think it's just like primal motivation.
Food. Like you just see it.
Like,
and
they don't hear food. It's just like, yeah, they like their body calls to something, much like when we're hungry or whatever, but we're just like, oh dude, I'm fucking starving, bro.
I think I heard deaf people just like seeing pictures. Like when they think it's like just pictures in their head. Ooh. Instead of a text, which is kind of jealous of that. That's cool.
I guess do blind people just think of like sounds of like cafes or restaurants whenever they're hungry?
Blind people can hear.
Huh?
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, do you think blind people think of like sounds of cafes or like restaurants when they're thinking of like, or like the smell, like they have the smell of stuff too?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I wonder if, like, when they're feeling hungry or when they're, like, wanting something to eat, do they, like, kind of picture the sound of, like, food being put down and shit? Because they can't really picture it, right?
The sound of them being put down.
They can't think in pictures like a deaf person would.
That's true. Well, I wonder what you, like, if you've been blind since birth, which if there's any listeners who have, I'm curious. Like, when you think about things that you obviously have never seen... Maybe you felt though, like, what does it look like? Like, do you see it? Like, because when you see stuff in your head, it's in your brain, not in your actual eyes.
Yeah.
So even if your eyes weren't functioning, you could still visualize things in your brain. But I wonder how visualizing is if you've never seen color, if you've never, you know.
I wonder if it's like, I want to hold up one second.
My uncle's colorblind, and I have some in my family. And when I was a kid, I thought it meant that colors were just like, just everything was black and white. But It's just like a lot of colors look like a really dull red or green. That's crazy, dude. Color blindness?
This is interesting. It says, while blind, why people blind since birth do indeed dream in visual images, they do it less often and less intensely than sighted people. Instead, they dream more often and more intensely in sounds, smells, and touch sensations. On a related note, brain scans have found that all humans dream in visual images before they are born.
Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah, that's cool. Well, I guess because when you lose one sense, the other ones become heightened.
Yeah, like Batman.
That's why they do that shit and like, it's like, well, it's a fancy restaurant, like, the lights are off.
Like Daredevil. I meant Daredevil.
Yeah, yeah.
He's blind.
Is he?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's his thing. I'm a blind lawyer who fights crime at night.
He's a blind lawyer?
Yeah.
That's very admirable.
Yeah.
You know?
And he fights crime at night in a little red devil costume.
He is busy. Very. Yeah, he's doing a lot of good for the community then.
Taking down Kingpin, you know.
Protecting the innocent.
Taking out.
And defending the innocent in court.
Whatever the dude's name who has perfect aim. Bullseye. He was played by what is his name? Colin? Not Colin Firth. Who's, wait, maybe.
Colin Kaepernick?
No, no, no. Who's the guy that was in like In Bruges? Who's that one? He was in,
I don't know.
He was in The Lobster.
It. Oh, Colin Farrell?
Yeah. Okay. Colin Farrell. I was thinking of, I don't know why Firth came. Colin Farrell. So like Colin Farrell plays Bullseye in the Daredevil movie.
I wouldn't have predicted them. What's to his name? Name him that.
Bruh, 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 bruh. What's his name? The Ben Affleck played Daredevil. And Michael, what's the dude from Green Mile's name?
What dude? The big guy?
Big dude.
I forgot his name.
My mouse. Michael
Big Man.
Okay. Well, he played Kingpin.
Ooh. Ooh. He'd make a good villain. That movie is so fucking sad.
Oh, no. What if he didn't? Oh, God. Just another B. Oh, no.
It's John Candy.
Well, I'm about to find out. Is Ryan a racist? Michael Clark Duncan. It's Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh, okay.
He plays Wilson Fisk, the king. John Favreau was in Daredevil? Dude, John Favreau's been dipping his hands in Marvel since he played Franklin Foggy Nelson.
Dude, he dipped his hands in The Jungle Book, too. And Chef. Have you seen Chef?
The name... I gotta rewatch. No, I don't want to... God, so...
Did you watch The Lion King, John Favreau version?
Yep.
Was it bad?
I didn't like it. No, I didn't like it. Yes, it is bad. Yes, it's awful.
Damn, dude.
I gave you three different takes. Well, nice. I gave myself three different takes.
Are you wearing MeUndies right now? I see you are.
I am.
They don't sponsor this episode, though, no, so I don't want to say their name.
But too bad. We already... I like this particular design. It's like paint.
Yeah, it's like paint splattered everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of like senses, last night I was watching a bunch of videos on savants and like the guy that inspired Rain Man. I watched like interviews with him and stuff, and he, you know, he's like he's really autistic, but he's genius too, but he can't do like he can't like tie his shoes or anything. Mm-hmm. But he can, you can give him a date like January 2nd, 1943, and instantly he'll be like, it was a Wednesday.
Damn.
Yeah.
There's like, what was it? Fuck. I dropped it. I was going to make a joke and then I lost it.
Damn.
Oh, I know.
You took an L, my man.
I did. I wish I could remember. It was going to be something maybe off of Rain Man.
Maybe I can.
Something with savants.
Brain Man?
No,
that's a documentary about another savant I was reading about.
Brain Man?
Named Ken Tennant, something like that. And he was on David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
But he can do the same thing with dates, but he memorized in just a couple weeks pi to like 22,000 places and recited it flawlessly. It took him 5 hours.
I remember what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I watched a video about a savant who could smoke good meats.
Okay.
Yeah. Smoking meats.
Smoking the meats. Now we're going to smoke the meats.
Baby Ray's.
Smoking the meats with Sweet Baby Ray's.
Dude, what if he's like, what if like his shit's amazing? Like impeccable.
It's like the best. Dude, if anyone is, if like, I don't believe the reptilian shit, but if anyone is, it's him.
Keep bringing it up. You're going to get fucking offed. You're going to get jacked off.
So I found out that YouTuber Matt Watson has figured us out, so go jack him off.
Pay him in hand jobs.
Pay him off in one hand job a night.
Through the pants hand jobs.
God damn it, it's always through. They just send a person. There's like a team.
Always have burn marks on your butt.
Somewhere in like rough denim jeans.
Ooh!
Ooh! What was I saying right before this, though, before we got into this? Savants. So you can ask him, like, what's 47 times 353,000? Instantly can say the answer. And he said it's because he has synesthesia.
Shapes, right?
Yeah. Each number, he just sees a different shape in his head. And when you put them together, that's the answer. And it's because apparently...
He's the next form of human. I hope he had children to spread his genes.
Like, that shows that, like... We're capable of being that hyper intelligent, but they said that, you know, your brain's split in two halves. His is just one.
Ooh.
So they said that he uses like 90% of his brain, but just imagine that. And he learned like Icelandic in 4 weeks or something. It's insane. And he has synesthesia. So like I have synesthesia. Do you have synesthesia?
I don't know what that is.
It's when, your brain, it's kind of like crosswires where like, every letter has a color. Every number has a color. Like different sound pitches have colors.
I don't know. I feel like when you said that, I just think of like kind of elementary school. Like I see the color A being filled in with like just literally like yellow. Like, I don't know. I don't see it as a color, like the letter A as a color, I guess.
Yeah. Well, some people,
it's just a shape.
It's like their brains, the wires cross or some shit. And it's like, that's how he knows music and stuff. He's like, I taste the music. Like, I can see it.
Do you taste the music?
No. I see the color shit, but I don't taste the music. Wish I could taste it.
Can you see why kids love Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though?
Yeah, it makes sense. It does make sense. I could see that.
It's the cinnamon swirls in every bite.
It's also the snack that smiles back.
No, that's Goldfish.
Oh, fuck. God, they're going to drop us as a sponsor now. I fucked that up.
At goldfish.com/supermega.
If they were pranksters, they could make that. And that would get them some cool publicity because we're so famous.
Yeah, we're skyrocketing to fame. I go out everywhere now in a hat and sunglasses because I'm afraid people are going to point at me and go, it's the Supermega one. It's the one from Supermega.
Even though, I mean, even through when I wear a hat, sunglasses, and my mask, I get chased down the street.
Yeah.
By these 19-year-old 4chan boys that are saying, Matthew, do funny scream.
Matthew Watson from Super Mega?
Yep. And then in the other direction as I'm running, there's a group of beautiful women who are also running towards me. And they're not wearing any panties.
Really?
Yep.
What are they wearing? Slacks?
They're wearing slacks with no pants.
Oh, nice.
So when the time comes to have sex, there's no struggling, awkward struggling of trying to remove the underpants because they're already off. Because they anticipated
once
that
they
I was going to have
the
sex
belt,
with
the,
them.
The slacks drop down because they're so loose.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then the bra, I still have to undo that myself. And that's tricky. Unfastening a bra, it's a gamble.
Sometimes I have, you know how I have like that little blowtorch lighter? I put that in my pocket to help me just kind of singe through it real quick if I'm struggling. I just like, if I'm like, fuck, then I'll go, she'll be like, ah! I'll be like, oh, sorry, those were my nails.
Like you're making out with a girl and trying to undo the bra and you just like slip a little like torch lighter. Oh, no, sorry, I was scratching your back.
What the fuck? Ow!
Third degree burn.
Almost there.
We should do a video where I put a bra on, see, because, you know, like a lot of people are like, oh, you're only smooth if you can undo someone's bra, like on the first try when you like reach around while you're making out. We should do a video, see how good we are. I'll try to take a bra off you in one try. You try to take one off me. See how smooth we are.
You just want to see me in a bra, don't you? It's fucking sick. It's
like, dude, that's the fifth video idea this week.
About me in a bra.
Me in a bra.
So. It's got like, I think there's more, you know, there are more other ideas out there. I mean, it's a good idea.
Name it. Name all of them. Name every single one.
Pooping for 24 hours straight live stream.
For charity.
Yeah, for charity. 2 hour Minecraft live stream where we dig down the whole time.
That wouldn't take 2 hours.
Well, then we just sit and talk for the rest of the time. We have to dig with our hands, though.
Oh, once you hit stone and shit, that's going to take a while.
Yeah, that's why it might be 2 hours.
Start at the top of a mountain, too.
We could review the Percy Jackson books in a series.
We could go to the tropics, sip pina coladas. Shoddy, I could take you there.
Shoddy, I could take you there. Or we can go to the slums where killers get hung. Shoddy, I can take you there. You know I could take you, could take you, could take you, could take you. Shoddy, I can take you
to
there.
To the ad reads.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What a hilarious collection of ads. Matt's not even in his chair yet because...
You fucking started without me.
I did, though. I did. What are you going to do about it?
I fucking hate that.
What are you going to do about it?
Pisses me the hell off, and I've told you this.
Sorry.
When you start the podcast, there's some fucking conversation before I've been able to sit down and get in my battle station. It pisses me off.
Well, I'm just setting it up so people understand while you're not ready, dude. Drink some water.
Then maybe wait 5 seconds.
Drink some water, dude. Okay, now Matt's drinking some water. We're almost back. Oh. Is that good? Feel better now?
Put the, like, goom, goom, goom.
Yeah.
Goom. I'm all.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
I'm better.
Okay.
Sorry good. About that.
No problem.
You know, it's, sometimes blood sugar gets low, and I just kind of.
You got to have your Snickers.
Yeah. You know, I'm not me when I'm hangry, you know? But.
I'm excited to drop this song and music video, mostly the music video.
Oh yeah, like, let's talk about that. So,
and I don't think it's not released yet.
Nope.
It's almost released though.
Almost though. And that's not one of those super mega promises.
No, it's like
we'll
days.
Do that.
It should be days, hopefully.
It's like we actually have it completed.
Like as of recording this podcast on Monday, we are, what was that? Is that a vibration?
It was actually Crank Gameplay Snapchatting me.
Okay, good.
He keeps sending me his little buttholes, little pink little buttholes.
What was that? What was I saying?
The sketch, the music video.
Oh yeah, the music video. It just feels good to be doing that shit.
It does, because now we're backlogged for like over a month with Let's Plays, and it's like I feel like we just wasted so much time not doing live action.
Yeah,
and our like because that's what we got. Known for, that's our favorite thing to do, and that's what makes us the happiest. Just, so it's like,
we
why
always
aren't
felt
we doing
like
it?
We didn't have like we whenever we came in, it's like fuck, we're kind of back on videos, and we were kind of bad at being able to have the motivation,
but
and brain power to record those Let's Plays.
2021, baby, we're kind of returning to Syndigo Kids of Problem style roots with making sketch comedy, fake commercials, all that great shit people love, and music videos.
This video really gives me just kind of like. The tone seems like not old internet, but I would say like those kids with problems, like what we would have done back when I switched from Syndigo to Kids with Problems.
Yeah. And we have a lot more planned that we're going to be shooting with Tucker, hopefully in the coming weeks.
Let's hope. We got ideas. We got fresh beats.
As long as no one gets COVID, we're good to go.
Yeah.
We're good to shoot some new shit. And hope you guys enjoy it. So we worked really hard on it, and
we just had a good
time.
We're
very happy.
We had a fun time just writing it and recording it and filming it.
Really fun time shooting it. That was a really fun day. You know, I'm not scared to say it. I had fun with you.
Yeah, I had a good time. I had fun, like a kid has fun. I had the same kind of fun a kid would have, you know, back on like a playground, except with my boy Matt.
It did feel like filming. That. It was like playground style fun, where it's like, oh yeah, you're running around.
Because our style of filming, we just have a general idea, and then we just, it builds as we film, which I like.
We'll give the idea.
Because we had no idea kind of where we were filming. We literally
just ran around. That whole video was unplanned, actually. We did the song like the same day. And just then just
drove all around Burbank and found areas to shoot in that were visually pleasing.
We just have an idea, throw it to Tucker. The idea feeds through his brain and comes out his eyes through the camera.
It's beautiful.
And then it goes into your eyes, everybody.
He's actually looking it over right now.
Yeah.
As we speak.
He's right in the other room doing some color correction. Because apparently mine wasn't good enough.
Think about that next time.
I absolutely trust him on color correction or sound editing or really anything in production stuff over. You okay?
Hold on. This is a big one. Oh my
God.
That's
huge. Put that in the trash can.
Okay, hold up.
Is
it moving?
Yes.
Fucking.
There's three of them.
Fuck
it. They came from the inside of it.
How it's...
Oh, shit! Put the paper towels. I got paper towels.
Hold up.
Ooh.
Woo.
Here, paper towels to clean that up.
Oh, thank you.
Jesus Christ. Look at that. That's thick. That you see the blood is congealed? Damn. Oh, my God.
Penis and coffee. Penis and coffee. I can't wake up without my penis and coffee.
Is that a new song idea right there?
Right there, dude.
Guys, we're about to be millionaires. Penis and coffee. I have a penis. Dude, it always makes you laugh when you when you laugh a little too hard, so you like to make up for it. You do like that fake. It's like the only save you can do.
Well, because it's like, I mean, it's like when your voice cracks, it's like, I'm aware that it cracked. So I might as well just call it out. I might as well just make a point of it.
Your voice cracked earlier today.
Yeah, it did when we were recording the song. Mm-hmm. And it fucked up the take.
And God, that's the one I'm keeping in. Sorry.
No, it's not.
I'm going to embarrass you.
There's still one more sound effect and then the song's pretty much done.
It's, we got to put all the fart sound effects in penis and coffee.
That's true.
You know? I got my penis and coffee. I got my penis in coffee.
Okay. Then I got my penis on coffee, which is your penis resting on the top
my
of
my penis
coffee.
Brown like some toffee because the coffee
see,
dyed
this
it
is
dark.
These are the great ideas you guys can be expecting.
See, this is how we do it, guys. This is exactly how we do it. And now, she ride me just like a jockey.
When I'm sipping on some penis and coffee.
When she got my stick. And my balls, she playing hockey. He's having sex as well. Because the coffee made his penis so attractive.
Because when a lady sees a man take a sip of coffee, he goes, okay, he has his life put together. He must know what's going on.
Yeah. You know, they say that coffee drinkers are more intelligent than non-coffee drinkers. You don't drink coffee, right?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Why don't you drink coffee?
Don't like it.
You still like the taste?
Yeah, don't like the taste.
It's something that definitely grew on me because I remember always wanting to drink coffee. Like when I was in like middle school, I'd be like, oh man, I want to drink coffee so
well,
bad.
It smells so good. It
smells amazing.
But it tastes nothing like how it smells to me.
Yeah. But you're like, you're just like, oh man, I want to drink my parents have a big pot of coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted it. Every now and then, like on a Friday morning, sometimes they'd be like, you can have a cup of coffee. And I'd like load it with cream and sugar until it's like almost white. And I loved it. And yeah, it's just like, technically I could have been drinking coffee back then, but it felt like I'm not old enough. I can't drink coffee yet.
The creamer was like an adult product. You're like,
whew. Yeah.
The and adults then, using that creamer.
I know. And then I started in high school because I needed it. And then basically I've just been drinking coffee ever since. Drink it every morning. I got my coffee right here. I honestly go maybe one day out of every month without drinking coffee. And that's it. Because it just helps me wake up. But I love coffee. I love the taste. I love the smell. I love how it makes me feel. So.
Well, it's nice to hear that you love coffee. Because I love more ad reads.
It's too soon.
Nope.
It's way too soon.
Just got to put them in back to back, baby. Boom.
It's 5 minutes in between ad reads, dude.
But fine, fine, fine. We'll wait a little bit more. We'll wait a little bit longer. But I'm going to come back in with a little hook.
Okay.
Later.
Oh.
In with a hook.
Gotcha.
Later, I'll get you with one.
Yeah. You don't like coffee even when it's got the cream and sugar?
Not when I'm listening to these ad reads.
God damn it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, they're out of the way. They're Ooh. Gone.
All done with those.
Dispensed.
Be gone. Foul brands. I mean, like good. No, it's play on words. Yeah. I've been getting Dunkin' Donuts coffee lately just because I was staying in an Airbnb while the Tucker brothers were finishing quarantining mm-hmm. at my place. And it was like a couple blocks away from a Dunkin' Donuts. So every morning, pull up at the Dunkin', say, can I get a large iced coffee with two cream and two sugar? And then maybe I'll get a strawberry frosted donut or their snack and bacon.
A pink strawberry frosted
yeah,
donut?
Yeah, that's my favorite donut. 100%. Like the ones Homer Simpson eats, like a cartooner.
And the ones
Ian?
Smosh uses?
Yeah.
Used.
My favorite donuts are the pink frosted ones, the strawberry frosted ones with sprinkles and maple long johns, I think they're called. Maple bars.
Daddy. My favorite.
God, dude, wow. I saw the definition on your balls there. That was a big moose knuckle.
You like it?
Or is one side your balls and the other the penis? Or are those really your balls?
One ball, two balls.
Jesus.
And then here's just my smushed penis
dude,
up here.
Dude, my balls are so small.
Look at that.
Compared, wow. Well, compared to everyone, I have small balls. I just have very, no, it's no, like no. two little marbles.
They're nice.
They're very
they're
small.
Nice balls. What were you talking about?
You laughed at me once because my balls were so small. But I brought it on myself. I was like, look how small my balls are. It was during drunk drawing.
I think I was just funny because it was just a pair of nuts in my face.
But then I compare nuts with everyone else and I have very small balls.
Well,
which means I have more testosterone.
That is true.
Matt's literally a fucking beta. Yeah.
We were talking about something before that, though. Before the balls, I thought.
Before the balls?
Before the
balls. We were.
Before the balls. What distracted us?
Man, this why is why we shouldn't smoke weed us? Before recording a podcast.
That's very true.
Because we forget everything we're talking about. Wait, you were stretching your pants up.
Yep, that distracted
donuts,
you.
Donuts, your favorite donuts.
Okay, my favorite donuts are...
Jelly.
Well, okay. I have like four that come to mind, and they're the most basic. And I love them. Regular glazed,
mm-hmm.
small white powdered donuts.
Ooh, those are
great. I love traditional, or like old fashioned or whatever. You know, the
that
sour cream.
That don't have the glaze and stuff.
Yeah. The sour cream. No, they have like a glaze, but it's like a sour cream.
Oh, yeah. Sour cream.
Sour
bagel.
Cream.
Or
cream
not
cheese.
Bagels, donuts.
Cream,
yeah.
Sour
it's
cream.
Sour cream.
Okay. And then honestly, just like chocolate covered custard filled.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just classic donuts.
Used to be my favorite. And cream filled. When I was a kid, if I could get like a custard or cream filled, I would go for it. And I love jelly donuts too. Like, give me some raspberry
when they
jelly
spurt in the back of my throat, and then I can like, and then I can like put all the jelly on my tongue.
Mm.
Yeah. People are like, Jesus fucking Christ.
You're sitting
right
inside the Dunkin' Donuts doing that. You spit it back into the donut. You spit it back into the donut and take a bite.
That's so putrid.
I'm sure people out there do that.
Like your mom.
Come on.
Smelly woman.
Shut up, man. There's nothing more. She's not smelly. She just had her birthday. And you're going to do this to her?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm 25 now.
No one cares.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I care.
Thanks, man. Whatever. Started Super Mega.
Hung out with you and we had voodoo chips together.
Yeah. It was my birthday bash.
It was a strawberry cake. We watched Insane Clown Posse, whatever it's called.
Part of it. Then the other person there didn't want to watch.
No.
The other person was, I don't want to give it, like, I don't want people to make a big deal. It's Elon Musk. But.
Yeah.
He didn't want
to
watch
trying it. To give us, we called him over because we needed financial advice from the stock market stuff.
Mm.
He kept telling us to put our shit into Dogecoin with him.
Yeah. So we put a couple $100,000 in Dogecoin.
Yeah, actually, the amount that he put in, we put in 50% of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so.
And I don't know if
we
you
went
guys,
half and half.
Well, part of our conversation was we wanted to invest more in Bitcoin. And I don't know if you guys saw the news that Elon Musk just bought $1.5 billion of Bitcoin.
It's crazy.
Last night. So that actually, Ryan and I each paid 25% of that.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. So hopefully we're going to make some gains on our investments. The returns will be profitable.
Maybe this year I can go out, get some more walks, you know, order some weights and I can get some more gains.
Dude, I've been really wanting to work out. God damn, you got big muscles. You should be one of those guys that starts posting pictures of himself flexing.
I know.
Like without your shirt on.
Maybe back in the old, like the 2015 YouTube days for me, 2014.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm looking up at the camera going... Yeah.
God damn. Yeah, that's my favorite stuff to do fan art of. Of you.
Did when you I hear draw. That?
Was that your stomach?
It was.
I thought there was like
do
a
you think
pigeon
that picked
outside.
Up on the mic?
Yeah.
Because yours picked up on the mic that one time. I think it was just last episode. No, it was two episodes ago, maybe.
Damn, that was loud. You hungry?
Yeah, I haven't eaten at all. I ate. Haven't been eating.
Oh, I
recently.
Ate. I had your mom's pussy. Come on, man.
When you apologize, we'll continue.
Serious? Sorry.
Ryan, I'm sorry. Are you cool?
Yeah.
Are we cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I just had to go throw some boiling water on my face to cool myself off.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
You know how heated I get.
I know.
Came back with a cool pair of shades, I will say.
What are you talking about?
See, I was about to take a picture, but I don't, you know, I want to give you extra work when you're editing the podcast.
I mean, I already got to put in sound effects, you know.
You want me to take a picture?
Can you?
Guys, this is what I'm looking at right now.
Can you get like a profile shot?
Wait, let me move the trash out of the way so we look a little more adult. Yeah, put some candles front and center too, so it looks really nice.
There is Ryan McGee recording the Super Mega Podcast. Look on screen.
Text it to me.
And you know what?
Actually, just put it in the drive or some shit.
If you're an audio listener. Dude, that made me flinch.
Sorry.
I'm going to get two for flinching now. Dude, did you have that friend that would do that shit? They make
did
you flinch?
Punch too hard?
And then, yeah, the friend that always punched too hard. I had a friend that fucking punched so hard. And he'd like, ah!
Or
and
the
then
friends
do two
who figured
for flinching.
Out when they punched with a knuckle,
yep,
it hurt
the
even
knuckle.
Worse.
I had a friend that always hurt me.
Fuck.
And thought it was funny, and I couldn't get him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd purposely like slap my nuts like all the time, like doo. Which I hate that shit, dude.
See what this could be? This could be tight.
I have the same thing, dude.
We're getting old.
The flab? That's why we gotta start getting that plastic surgery, man.
No, that's why we need to start fucking pumping some iron.
Taking care of our body?
Yeah.
Well, whenever I start working out, I always lose it because I think I do too much. I think like it's too much of a change. Where now I'm just gonna maybe it's just like, hey, every day I have to promise myself I'll do 10 push-ups. Even
I just
want to
get like, I just want to get like simple weights and just start like doing routines. Like if I'm watching a show, I'll just fucking do it.
Bro, hit up the Amazon.com. They got plenty of weights.
I want the ones specific. You know, I don't want the Bowflex brand, I guess, but I want the style of that where it's like you lock them in and then you can take out different weights or whatever.
I thought you had weights. You don't have weights?
No, I don't.
Man, I got to start lifting weights.
I just have a cardiovascular machine.
Dude, can we have a weightlifting contest on Super Mega?
Yeah.
So you can lift the most weights?
Of course. Let's do it.
I think I could probably lift the most weights.
I think so too. I think you undersell yourself and how strong you are. I see you lifting boxes.
I can't lift weights better than you. No fucking way.
Well, we won't do
you're
like,
strong as
we
fuck.
Won't do like a lift up thing. We'll do like a bench press.
When you hold me,
yeah,
I feel how strong you are. I like those big strong arms.
Do you feel how sturdy it is when I hold you?
Yeah, it's like
you want to be held right now to like have a
like cuddling with a rock.
Do you want to like remember what it's like to be held?
Okay, let's see. I don't know. I haven't eaten. Maybe I'm so weak. You good? Got me? I have gained weight though. Yeah, you feel nice. God, that's rock solid. No, I could start doing that. Yeah, bobbing me up and down like a little baby. That was actually comfortable. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, does it actually feel like you're in like a sustained hammock? Like, do you feel
it's
like
really
you're
nice? Yeah.
Do you feel like you're rested in position?
I was a little tense though. Like,
you can rest if you want.
It's always like, you know, you gotta still be a little tense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On someone's back even, you know? Man, I'm gonna exclusively start traveling by back.
I kind of like...
paying dudes to...
The idea of piggyback rides. Not me having them, but, you know, it's like always the classic, like, romanticization, whatever the fuck, in, like, your brain when you think of, like, a new relationship or
piggyback
like,
rides. Yeah.
I don't know, like giving the girl like a piggyback ride.
She's giving you a kiss on the cheek at the same time.
Yeah, her arms are around you. Her legs are like constantly trying to kick you in the nuts. And you're like, stop, that hurts, dude.
And also you guys baking a cake and she takes a little frosting and puts it on your nose.
Yeah. Then she like bites, like tries to like nip the frosting off. And then she actually bites a chunk of your nose off.
Pulls the skin right off.
She starts screaming.
Skin comes clean off.
She's like surprised. Her eyes go wide.
She has a little blood on her lip.
It was then that she knew what she had to do. She had to stop all the ghosts that were coming through.
So I see what you were doing there.
I mean, it didn't even make sense, but I just had to drop it.
That's Danny Phantom, right?
It is.
Okay. That's what I thought, man. How about Danny No Fapton? And it's Danny Phantom, but he's trying his best not to masturbate so he gets more superpowers.
Did he make a deal with a genie that if he didn't masturbate, he gets more superpowers or something?
No, it's just how it works.
The longer he goes...
Have you ever read any post on NoFap, Ryan?
No.
What?
Fuck that shit, dude. I need to fap, bro.
Bro. Yeah, that's such an old internet word.
Fap. Just
or
fapping.
Prawn, P-R-0-N.
Just fapping around.
Just fapping to some prawn.
Fapping my way over to Australia soon. Oh, look, I'm going to fap on over to Germany.
I remember, yeah. Man, I did know, I was big into no fap in high school. I thought it, even if it was placebo, it made me feel good. Like, I was like accomplishing something, but also yeah. Like.
You didn't feel like a little bottle rocket ready to burn?
No. I was like, man, I have more energy today. My vision's clear.
You were like always on edge, like, like, hey, Max, no, shut up. Like punching someone in
frequently
class.
Busting my pants. Bro, I got to like day 60 once of NoFap. In high school, I was a little loser, man. Well, I'm not saying if you do NoFap, you're a loser. I was just a little loser. And I was like always
nice
reading NoFap.
It's good. Just like with weed, you have to take some breaks from weed. You got to take some breaks, you know, from alcohol if you drink a good bit. You got to take breaks from these fun things so that they remain fun. Because if they become a constant part of your life, it can create problems.
Listen, man, if you're having
porn's always going to be a constant part of your life.
Always. That's the one constant that doesn't change.
But if it becomes like an addiction, then it can be psychologically damaging to you, future relationships, and the way you see the world.
What percentage of men do you think are addicted to porn in the U.S.?
30%?
I'd say it's over 50.
Okay, maybe 50%.
Like, do you know any dude that doesn't look at porn?
No.
Well, besides Jim, but that's for legal reasons. He's not allowed to go on
a
computer.
Yeah. He signed a fucking contract. He has to abide by it. So
I watch probably
that's his fault, though.
12 hours of porn a week.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. No. No. Were you like, really? Because I do that too.
That's strange. I feel like I watch a lot more. I'm a connoisseur.
I'm a connoisseur of pornography. Porn's so fucked up, but you know, porn's like the one like thing that everyone is just like, okay. It's like you can like say slurs, you can like get away with anything pretty much, and everyone in society is kind of like, oh, we won't mention it. We won't keep it quiet. But like everyone does it.
You can say slurs
in porn, yeah.
Oh yeah. What?
Like they get fucking disgusting. I know,
there's one particular porn you sent me where I was surprised of the audacity of the script.
The little woman.
Yeah.
You know, I do like connoisseuring pornography in the sense of I like finding funny porn. Like porn that's just awful in the sense of like the production just sucks. Porn that's cringy or embarrassing. And, you know, I don't want to go on websites like eFucked because those actually
they have
make
like
me
fucked
sad.
Up compilations.
Yeah, eFucked has like sad porn, like girls having
of,
meltdowns.
Like people regretting what they're doing in the middle of filming the porn.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't want to watch that. That makes me sad. I want to watch some dude who's dressed up as a clown sucking like his friend's dick.
Yeah.
Or like, I saw one video where it's like this French couple fucking, and then out of the blue, like it's all regular, out of the blue at the very end when he pulls out, she brings in just a plate of spaghetti and he comes all over it. And it's like, there was no lead up to it. It was just that. So the very end, she just, you know, probably ate it too.
Ugh.
A little protein on your spaghetti, buddy.
That's disgusting.
Trying to think, dude, the weirdest one I ever found was the one I think I talked about on Only Plays like 5 years ago or 4 years ago, whatever. The old man.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about. It is. He's like an alien.
Pretty much.
That's how you described him.
Yeah. He's fucking freaky. And then, you know, that's how I found Tom Pearl.
Ooh, nice.
Where is that on the Super Mega Iceberg, Tom Pearl?
I don't know.
Have you seen any of the Super Mega Icebergs people have made?
I have.
I didn't read it all the way, but I need to. Seems pretty epic.
I mean, it's kind of epic.
Is it accurate?
Maybe. I don't know. I only saw one, and I read it back in the day.
I saw the timelines people made.
I did see that.
Because I requested it via tweet, and people made some good ones.
Like the eras?
Yeah, like every little era. I didn't see any that had the Ryan's colon era, though.
Well, that was a short. Well, that actually lasted a good bit.
There's like the Wanda era.
True.
We have Wanda outside.
Yep.
There's Dirk. There's Ming. Those eras.
In the middle of a Let's Play, did Wanda ever interrupt a Let's Play? And we were like,
No.
Okay.
She was just outside in a nest. Wanda, for those who don't remember, was our next door neighbor.
For some reason, I was fucking thinking of. I thought the name of our person was Wanda back at our apartment complex. The person who kept getting mad at us.
Catherine?
Catherine,
dude,
yeah.
Fuck Catherine.
Did she ever interrupt Let's Plays?
Yes.
Okay.
Dude, Catherine,
I gotta go back.
Sucked.
I
despised Catherine.
Well, security did knock on our door when we were filming with the Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah. And I wonder who called it. Could it have been Catherine?
Probably Catherine.
Directly below us? So I don't know if we talked about this at the time because we were like, oh God, we're scared. Catherine's gonna sue us. But this woman lived underneath us named Catherine. And
pretty sure in the Let's Plays, we were like,
I think we talked about
Catherine.
I think we talked about Catherine. But she was this like, what was she, like 50 years old, redhead, kind of just very, when you think of like, just like stereotype middle-aged woman. And she always said that she said we were too loud with our footsteps and stuff.
She complained about Lego a lot,
which I understand. You know, in an apartment building, you know, I'm heavy footed, so I do that. But mm-hmm. You know, we genuinely made an effort to make it better, and she kept complaining. And like she would piss, like she wouldn't come to us because she had my number. It's like, just text me, like say we're being loud, you need to quiet it down. But she always had to file a complaint. And
so there's a history.
Oh yeah, she did not like us. And then the one time I went, oh yeah, she left a note on the door. No, she didn't. She came up, she knocked on the door when you were out of town. And I opened it and I was like,
you went down. We told the story on the podcast where you went like down into like where the husband
she
was.
She took us
stuff.
She took me to her apartment to yell at me. She was like, will you come down to my apartment in a minute?
And her husband was like sitting in a couch or whatever.
I don't know why she just didn't talk to me there. She's like, in a minute, come down to my apartment. And I was like, is she going to kill me? I come in, he's just sitting there like
it looks like she just like gave him a drip of morphine. And she was trying to sell me some oriental rug.
But she was also complaining about the noise.
At the same time, yeah. She was complaining about Lego specifically.
I can't help it. You know, well, now she doesn't have to worry about Lego.
Wonder what she's up to.
Living life, hopefully.
She actually got fired while we were...
Or she quit. We don't know the
No, I heard she got fired.
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
From a reliable source. What was her name?
I don't know.
Blonde girl, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, her. She told me. Dude, but do you remember before Catherine, the saga with the Armenian dudes
that lived below with the like hoverboard shit?
Yeah.
And we saw him at a gas station, like with a duffel bag, and then he just fucking hoverboarded away.
Yeah, that was definitely something illegal. But is it this Armenian dude lived below us who was always on a hoverboard? I think we've talked about him definitely.
Yeah, we definitely.
But do you remember he'd always like take the broom and just do and like be like, what the fuck? We're not even walking around.
He'd just be like kind of like watching something on pretty low volume, but I think it's because they always explained it that the walls were so thin.
They are. But yeah, if you live in an apartment building, you have to expect there's going to be some level of noise.
It's
one of the things about living in an apartment. I've lived in multiple apartments
I just expected, you know, to hear stuff, people walking around in the morning getting ready for work and
which
stuff
I did.
Or getting ready for their night.
The people that lived above me in the apartment I moved into after you and I moved out with each other, every morning at like 5, 6 a.m., I could hear them getting up, getting ready for work, and they had kids. So the kids would be running around, and that was frustrating.
You could always hear when people were running around.
Yeah. And, you know, whenever I got really self-conscious about noise, so whenever I had guests over and they'd like walk in late and they're like, I'm like, stop.
Can you just walk on your on the
Yeah, I always had to ask guests. I'm like, oh, walk real light, because I don't want to get – the person below me left an angry letter on my door once. Saying that she hopes I get evicted, and
you didn't though, unfortunately for her.
No, she didn't like the noise. It's all like these middle-aged women move into apartment and expect serene solitude.
I'm gonna have my personal garden. I'm gonna have a small space.
It's a shitty apartment, so you hear some footsteps every now and then, and it's like
also where we lived. People were revving their engine. It wasn't a very like it was quiet for the most part.
Just come up and talk to me.
Yeah,
you know, like just like you don't need to send a direct report. Like especially if I know you. If you don't know me, then maybe you know I understand they don't want to have the confrontation. It's easier to send a report. But like if you know me, like Catherine, it's like just come up and knock. What I did my next door neighbors right now, I gave them all my phone number and I was like, if I'm ever playing music too loud or too loud in the backyard at nighttime or something, just send me a text. And
see, I just stand in front of my neighbors, ring doorbells and breathe heavily and hold up signs. What is this? What was that?
The cameo came in.
Of who? Of
for
who?
Patreon.
Of who was
Donald
that?
Trump.
Okay, good.
Go subscribe to our Patreon, y'all.
Yeah,
you get you'll get plenty of shout outs from celebrities.
And on that note,
let's end it. Goodbye, everybody.
See ya. Mwah. See you in the next one. Goodbye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.